Chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will look forth to see what he will speak with me, and what I shall answer concerning my complaint. And Yahweh answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, and it hurries toward the end, and shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright in him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Yes, moreover, wine is treacherous, a haughty man that keeps not at home, who enlarges his desire as Sheol, and he is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathers to him all nations, and heaps to him all peoples. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, Woe to him that increases that which is not his, how long? And that lades himself with pledges. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite you, and awake that which shall vex you, and you shall be for booty to them? Because you have plundered many nations, all the remnant of the people shall plunder you, because of men's blood, and for the violence done to the land, to the city, and to all that dwell therein. Woe to him that gets an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the hand of evil. You have devised shame to your house, by cutting off many peoples that have sinned against your soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that builds a town with blood, and establishes a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of Yahweh of hosts that the people labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him that gives his neighbor drink, to you that add your venom, and make him drunken also, that you may look on their nakedness. You are filled with shame and not glory. Drink you also, and be as one uncircumcised. The cup of Yahweh's right hand shall come around to you, and foul shame shall be upon your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon shall cover you, and the destruction of the beast, which made them afraid, because of men's blood, and for the violence done to the land, to the city, and to all that live therein. What profits the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the molten image, even the teacher of lies, that he that fashions its form trusts therein, to make dumb idols? Woe to him that says to the wood, Awake, to the dumb stone, Arise. Shall this teach? Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in it. But Yahweh is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him.